Anne rocks back and forth on her heels. Her lips part. I'm afraid she's gone into some kind of trance. I look to my mother, who brings a finger to her mouth in a shushing motion. Anne's lips open wide. What comes out is like no music I've ever heard. Clear and soaring, sweet as an angel's voice. Her singing raises goose flesh on my arms. Every note seems to change her. She's still Anne, but somehow the music makes her achingly lovely. Her hair shines, her cheeks become smooth and bright. She's like some watery creature from the deep, a mermaid come to live in the glossy surface of the river.
Anne, you're beautiful, Pippa gasps.
Am I? She runs to the river, catches sight of her reflection.
I am!
She laughs, delighted. It's startling hearing a real laugh come from Anne. She closes her eyes and lets the music soar out of her.
Incroyable, Felicity says, showing off her French. I want to try.
Me too,
Pippa cries. They close their eyes, meditate for a moment, and open them again.
I don't see him,
Pippa says, looking around.
Were you waiting for me, m'lady?
A young, beautiful knight appears from behind a large golden oak. He sinks to one knee before Pippa. She gasps.
I have frightened you. Forgive me.
I might have known, Felicity whispers dryly in my ear. Pippa looks as if she's just won every prize at the carnival. Giddily, she says,
You are forgiven.
He rises. He's no more than 18, but tall, with hair the colour of just ripe corn and broad shoulders draped in a chainmail so light it is nearly liquid. The effect is of a lion, powerful, graceful, noble.
Where is your champion, m'lady?
Pippa trips over her tongue, trying to be ladylike and controlled.
I have no champion.
Then I shall have to ask that honour, if the lady would grant me her favour.
Pippa turns to us, her whisper verging on an excited squeal.
Please tell me that I'm not dreaming this.
You are not dreaming, Felicity whispers back, or else we all are. It's all Pippa can do not to shriek with happiness and jump up and down like a child.
Noble knight, I shall grant you my favour.
She means to be imperious, but can barely keep from giggling.
My life for yours.
He bows, waits. I believe you're supposed to give him something of yours, a token of affection, I prompt.
Oh!
Pippa blushes. She removes her glove and offers it.
M'lady, the knight demurs, I am yours.
He extends his arm, and with a glance back at us, she takes it and lets him lead her down into the meadow. Any knights for you? I ask Felicity. She shakes her head. What did you ask for, then? Her smile is enigmatic.
Sheer might.
Mother regards her coolly.
Careful what you wish for.
An arrow whistles past our heads. It sticks fast in a tree just behind us. A huntress creeps into the open. Her hair is piled loosely upon her head like a goddess. There's a full quiver of arrows strapped to her back, a bow at the ready in her hands. That's all she's wearing. She's as naked as a newborn babe.
You might have killed us,
I say, catching my breath, trying not to stare at her nakedness. She retrieves the arrow.
But I didn't.
She regards Felicity, who is studying her, intrigued and undaunted.
You're not afraid, I see.
No, Felicity says, retrieving the arrow. She runs her fingers over the sharp point.
Merely curious.
Are you a huntress?
Felicity hands the arrow back.
No, my father used to hunt. He said it was the quality he admired most in a man.
But did you not accompany him?
Felicity's smile is bitter.
Only sons are allowed to hunt, not daughters. The huntress clasps a hand around Felicity's upper arm. There is great strength in this arm. You might prove to be a very skilled huntress. Very powerful.
The word powerful brings a smile to Felicity's face, and I know she's going to get what she's after.
Would you like to learn?
In answer, Felicity takes the bow and arrow.
There's a snake coiled about the limb of that tree, the huntress says.
Felicity closes one eye and pulls back on the bow with all her might. The arrow soars straight up, then bounces along the ground. Felicity's cheeks flush with disappointment.
The huntress applauds. A solid effort. You might be a huntress yet. But first, you must observe.
Felicity, observe? Perish the thought. Huntress or not, she's got a tough road ahead of her teaching Felicity patience. But to my surprise, Felicity doesn't scoff or argue. She follows the huntress and patiently allows her to demonstrate the proper technique over and over again.
What did you wish for?
Mother asks me when it's just the two of us. I have what I want. You're here. She strokes my cheek.
Yes, for a little while longer.
My good mood evaporates. What do you mean?
Gemma, I cannot stay forever, else I could be trapped like one of those wretched lost spirits who never complete their soul's task.
And what is yours?
I must set right what Mary and Sarah undid so many years ago.
What did they do?
Before Mother can answer, Pippa runs to me, nearly knocking me over in her gushing enthusiasm. She hugs me tightly.
Did you see him? Wasn't he the most perfect gentleman? He pledged to be my champion. He actually pledged his life for mine. Have you ever heard of anything half so romantic? Can you bear it?
Barely, Felicity says wryly. She's just returned from her hunt, exhausted but happy. That's not as easy as it looks, I can tell you. My arm will ache for a week.
She moves her shoulder in small circles, wincing a bit. But I know she's grateful for that aching arm, grateful to have proof of her own hidden strengths. Anne wanders over, her fine, lank hair curling about her shoulders in new ringlets. Even her perpetual runny nose seems to have cleared. She points to the tall, thin crystals arranged in a circle behind Mother.
What are those?